Now you will hear segment two.
Did Grandma forget your birthday again and can't remember where she left her glasses? A team of researchers at the University of California is hopeful that someday gene therapy will boost her memory. Here to tell us about their work is Dr. Arnold Hepburn, a member of the California research team. Dr. Hepburn, from what I understand, your research is turning up both bad news and good. Can you comment, please?
Absolutely. The bad news is that a study we did of aging rhesus monkeys revealed that certain brain cells shrink and stop working as they age. But the good news is that the cells actually survive in this stalled state and, from what we've found, can actually be rejuvenated. The history of all this is a bit complicated. Until recently, scientists thought that losing thousands of brain cells per year was an inevitable consequence of aging. But subsequent research failed to find major extermination in the brain areas for memory and cognitive ability. As a result, some neurologists began to look for lost memory function in other places, like defunct communication channels and signal receptors. But our research team kept thinking that the loss of function in old age must relate to some structural change in the brain. So we started looking for signs of degeneration deeper in the gray matter, below the focus of previous research. In the end, we found what we were looking for in the base of the forebrain. The cells in this part of the brain act like air traffic controllers, which regulate electric activity in the upper parts. The same base cells are seriously damaged in advanced Alzheimer's disease. In middle-aged monkeys, we found that many of these cells had shriveled up and stopped working. But what really excited us was that, with a little surgery, the withered cells could actually be brought back to life. In the brains of the middle-aged monkeys, we grafted cells genetically engineered to produce a protein called nerve growth factor. This substance restored activity to the base forebrain cells. This led us to conclude that at this moderate stage of aging, there is atrophy, but not cell death. And that provides an opportunity for science to intervene.
So where do you go from here?
Our next step is to find out whether the protein actually restores brain function in old monkeys. If so, it is hoped that someday gene therapy may be able to cure diseases related to old brain cells. And if we can prevent degeneration in the process of natural aging, then someday a similar approach might also be able to slow cell decline in Alzheimer's disease. Some neurobiologists share our team's optimism about reversing the natural aging process. But while gene therapy and nerve growth factor may someday help Grandma to remember her glasses, they doubt that it's a solution for Alzheimer's disease, which is caused by a very different mechanism. Still, it's possible that further research will lead to a way of distinguishing people with early Alzheimer's from those with normal old-age forgetfulness. This, in turn, will affect how the patient is treated, and that in itself will be an incredibly important step.
Well, it's clear that there's a lot more work to be done, but it's certainly a major step in the right direction. Thanks for being here.
Now you will hear questions 41 through 45. 41. What recent finding has encouraged scientists at the University of California? In what part of the brain did the researchers discover atrophied brain cells? 43. How did the researchers restore cell activity in the affected area? 44. What do researchers hope for the future? 45. What opinion do some neurobiologists have about the findings?